Lines are on the air. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Sport Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome, Indian fans.
Pizza.
What, we got pizza night tonight?
Yeah,
it's going to be carryout. Is
that right? I thought I saw her pull up. I
love to see her. What an absolutely perfect idea on a perfect day.
Yeah, don't
throw it in my can.
Hey, there we go.
Jesse Pete, you got him in the house?
My back.
Ooh,
there he is.
Ooh, that's Dave. Hey, I'm Dave Kopp, along with my Hall of Fame partner, man. Bob Stogler and Clayton Pearson in the house here. Going to bring you MAC Baseball Tuesday night edition. The new Knoxville Rangers traveled over to the fort tonight, and the 3-0 Indians in the MAC are going to try to take on and manhandle these Rangers, because, Bobby, I don't want to look past this game, but Thursday night we got a big one coming here to the town. Now, you're exactly right, Copy. Indians play Coldwater on Thursday, but this is a game at hand right now to the Knoxville Rangers. We're coming off a loss, a game we didn't hit the ball. We had one hit, and I think Coach Couchler, we're going to want to get the bats out tonight. Get them going and go into Thursday with some confidence.
Absolutely, and our bats have been, they've been the trigger this year for us, and we've hit the ball, I think, better than most of us expected, and I know for sure more than I expected. And I love to watch it. And I tell you what, I think we've surprised a couple teams, and there's no doubt about that. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to go through the lineups here real quick. First, for the New Knoxville Rangers, Patrick Covert's going to be leading off playing shortstop. Ryan Osborne will be in left field. He'll be batting second. Brandon Smith will be on the mound tonight. He'll be on the hill here for the Rangers. He'll be batting third. Jared Osborne will be behind the plate. He'll be batting in the cleanup spot. Brandon Van Gundy, he will be at second base. He'll be batting fifth. Jacob Rollins will be in center field. He'll be batting sixth. Johnny Sewell. Sewell? How you say that? CP Sewell?
Sewell?
Sewell, Johnny Sewell. He'll be at first base. And then Nick Tangeman, he'll be batting. He'll be playing right field. But Cody Petey will be, Cody Pete will be the DH in the number 8 hole. And Austin Bryant will be the third baseman. And he'll be the ninth batter here for the New Knoxville Rangers. For the Indians, it's going to be Ryan Post going to lead us off, and he's going to be on the mound tonight. That's interesting, and I'm happy to see that. Rodney Post will be at shortstop. Ian Holman will be at third batting. He'll be at first batting third. Joe Holman will be your third baseman. He'll be batting cleanup. Cody Shinneberry will be in right field. He'll be batting fifth. Garrett Fowler will be behind the plate, batting sixth. Riley Will will be out in left field. He'll be batting seventh. Kobe Wendell will be at second base tonight for the Indians. He'll be batting eighth. And Regan Martin will be in his normal spot out in center field, and he'll be batting ninth.
Copy, you should have seen Regan Martin last night in center field. I know he had 3 diving catches alone.
Yep.
And they just kept hitting straight away center field, and he kept chasing them down. And finally, in the bottom of the sixth, they jerked one to left field, hit it hard, and scored 2 runs, and that was the game last night. Indians battled against a good Shawnee team. We had a number of chances to get the lead there in the sixth, and just didn't happen. And I think you got to take a game like that even though we lost, can build confidence, because Shawnee's as good as the WBL has to offer. So
I know. Talking to Jerry a little bit last night there, he said, "I'll tell you what, I'd love to see Shawnee play." And I hear they're really, really good. And I think he did talk to Harold and Coach Wendell, and they said maybe the best team we played so far this year. But, hey, 3-1 loss against a good team like that, you know, great experience. So, looks like the managers met at home plate, and they've got that all taken care of. And I think we're getting ready here for the national anthem. And I think we'll take a quick break here. We'll get through that. And we'll be back for the first pitch here for Recovery Radio Baseball.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Indian fans, Fort Recovery's taking the field here. And the defense is going to look like this. Ryan Post is going to be on the mound here tonight for the Indians. I think that might be his first start, Bobby. Did he ever start one other time?
Well, I think this is his first one.
I can't think of him starting. I know he's pitched a couple of times, but he's going to take the ball for the first pitch here this evening. Garrett Fowler will be behind home plate for the Indians. Ian Holman will be at first. Wendell will be at second. Riley Post over at shortstop and Big Joe Holman over at third base. In the outfield, we got Riley Will in left, Regan Martin out in center, and Cody Shinnenberry will be in right field for the Indians. And they're going to face the first three batters here for the New Knoxville Rangers: Patrick Covert, Ryan Osborne, and Brandon Smith.
Bobby, we come into this game against a team that Coach Merges, and you know, they haven't had much success. They're very young. They got one senior, a bunch of freshmen and sophomores. It's important to take care of business. Let's get out of here early, throw strikes, play defense, and then get the bats out.
That's exactly right. We certainly don't want to give these guys any confidence right here off the bat in the first inning. And, you know, I think Coach probably expressed his interest on that, too, before in the pregame talk and said, hey, boys, let's do one, two things here. And let's make some good defensive plays, get back in here and hit the crap out of the ball and put these guys out of their misery. So let's see how this is going to unfold here tonight.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty certain Ryan had a start last year.
Yeah, he may have had
a doubleheader start last year. That's correct.
I remember him saying that they brought him up from JV to pitch. So.
Very, very possible. Very, very possible. All right, here we go. Getting ready for pitch number one. And that one's going to be taken low and outside for ball one.
Good job, CP. I actually think I might have been at Rushi.
Could have been. That one's right across the heart of the plate. Swung on and missed. One ball, one strike. Early on here, top of the first inning. First batter for the New Knoxville Rangers. There's one right back at you, Bobby. One ball, two strikes. So that makes us, are we 8-4?
Yes.
8-4? Holy cow.
8-4.
Well, we're done. Whole box of pizza pie up here for the boys. Back three right there. Nice job, Ryan. Gets the leadoff man swinging on that good curveball.
Toby's Pizza. Can't beat her, boys.
Looks like you're going to be doing the bottom half of the first inning.
Well, Campy did that one a little bit. But,
swing and a miss on a high outside ball. CP, you gotta eat pizza.
I'm good. I ate before I came here.
You have no choice.
I ate before I came here.
It looks like a potato chip. It's shaped like a potato. That's the only thing you eat. Can't beat it.
Nope. Blowing away right there. One ball, one strike.
Thanks, boss. One away here early in the game. That one's outside, a little bit low. Two balls and a strike. Big Rhino's just going to have to, you know, get on top of these pitchers. And so far, he's thrown the first pitch and get a strike on this fella. That one's inside.
Oh, no.
I'm going to ring him up on that one. Yeah. I thought it was just a little bit high and inside, but the umpire saw it definitely. So we got two balls, two strikes with one out, nobody on. Swing and a miss right there. Two up, two down, both of them swinging. And that's going to bring the number three hitter, Brandon Smith, to the plate. The opposing pitcher for the Knoxville Rangers. How's pizza, Bobby?
Solid.
We ride. There we go. Good pitch to start that one off. Almost impossible to hit. Here comes the 0-1. That's rocked. And right at Rockley Post. I tell you what, that kid's made some great plays in shortstop.
That's one of them.
And that's another one. So three up, three down for the New Knoxville Rangers. And the Indians are going to come to bat in the bottom of the first inning with no score here in the Fort Recovery Boys.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to a conditioned basement or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy. Easter is around the corner, and make it extra special for someone you love. Kapp Pharmacy offers a selection of Easter chocolates and candies, Melissa and Doug toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you'll be sure to find the perfect gift. Visit Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or Burn, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kapp Pharmacy HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
We're getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Ryan Post, Riley Post, and Ian Holman, first three batters here for the Indians. One hit last night, huh, Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
Did they throw a stud at us? Or pretty good pitcher?
Mm-hmm. These two of them.
Is that right?
One of them threw hard.
Yeah.
That was good for our boys to see that. I'm looking forward to seeing what we got here tonight since we had a slow night at the mats last night. Who's that guy behind the plate, Bob? Gosh dang, we've seen him so many times.
Manny Brayman. Great guy.
Yep. Timmy Heitkamp at the ball diamond tonight.
I think he's been umpiring for a long time.
Yeah, we've seen that guy around many times.
He coached the Bremen.
Like assistant coach
yeah.
or something? Yeah, there we go. That makes sense. First pitch up there to Brian Post is in the dirt for ball one. Beautiful night here at N.A. Metzger Field. Brian getting a little antsy on that one. Wanting to hit one of those pitches right there, and he knocks that one foul. One ball, one strike. Yeah, I saw the Reds were ahead. I thought they were ahead last night, and then I saw they got beat 4-3, Bobby.
Bottom of the ninth, two-run homer.
Are you kidding me? Who gave that up, Iggy?
Yep.
Here comes the 1-1. High and outside for a ball.
bed when it first came on the air at 10. Woke up at 1:30. Looked at my phone, seen the highlights. Great.
You were giving me crap last night that I wasn't going to be watching.
My toes broke.
Oh.
It makes sense, don't it? Sure does. That one's ball four. So right now, go get a leadoff walk.
That is so loud.
We could just get your hands on that volume button. All right. Bradley Post is going to step in here. Runner at first. Ryan reaches on a base on ball, so nobody out. First pitch in high and outside. So number three, Bradley Post. CP, I thought you didn't want pizza.
I changed my mind.
My boy. I thought you were setting that piece in the sun to keep her warm for me, my friend.
If you want.
There goes the runner. Throw down to second. Going to be off course a little bit, and that's going to be a stolen base for Ryan Post. Now we got one in scoring position. One ball, one strike.
Nice to see Coach Cow back down there at third base.
And yep.
Is Coach Philly at no doggy's at over at first, or is that Fee?
No, that's doggy.
Can't see over there. And Calvin, I just want to say, attended Mom's service today. And,
yeah, thank you so much.
And you know, it was a beautiful service. And you know, I'm, you know, you get into those things, and you get older, you get a little softer.
Yeah.
But when you're all them little grandkids brought the roses up,
pretty cool. Wasn't it?
Oh darn it, man, that got me. Got me. And then another one got me was Josh. She just
her and Grandma were super tight. Super tight. Jerry said this is going to be a tough one on old Josh.
Yeah,
and it was. Here comes a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a high key.
Come on, Riley, man. You're a better swinger than that. Come on, kid. We need you in that 2-hole on base.
That's going to bring our number three hitter, Ian Holman, to the plate.
I think Ryan Riley.
Yeah.
He's so antsy. I mean, he just see it. He cannot lay off that high cheese. And he's a good hitter, boy. He just needs to just be a little more patient.
You're right. And he's so antsy to get up there and get a hit that he can't be patient enough to wait for it. You're right.
On 16.
I've seen other people getting that rep, Bobby. I tell you what. Pitch in there to Ian just a little bit high. Same spot. Ball two. Got a few Ranger fans down there on to my left.
Perry Hall says, I can hear the speakers from Cincinnati.
Yeah, I believe that.
Thank you, Perry. Always listening. 419-852-9201. If you're listening, we'd like to give you a shout-out. Perry's been a longtime listener and supporter of Fort Recovery Radio.
Without a doubt. He loved listening to those games, and we love having him on the other end. Getting one of time there, and the umpire didn't give it to him, and he had to take a strike right there. So two balls and a strike. Swings at one maybe just a little bit off the plate. Gets a piece of it back to the screen for a 2-2 count. Big Joe Homan on deck for the Indian. Leadoff man down at second base. He reached on a base on balls and then stole second. So with one out here, Indians can maybe get
here.
That one's high and inside. Three balls, two strikes. Here it comes. That's inside, ball four. So a couple of bases and balls here early in this game, and that's going to put bases runners at first and second. And we know that Riley swung at a ball, too, so you got to wonder how that might have played out. It's going to bring our cleanup hitter to the plate, number 25, Big Joe Homan. Cody Shinneberry on deck here for the Indians. Here comes the pitch, and that's a rocket to the second baseman. Second baseman fields it cleanly. He's going to run the second and just get the force out instead of flipping to the shortstop, making sure he was going to get it out. So that's going to put the runners at the corners. Ryan goes down to third. Ian's out at second on a four.
on assisted play, and Joe Homan reaches on a fielder's choice. So the lone senior here on the Indian staff is going to have a chance to drive into the game's first run. And I like my chances here. He's going to show a bunt. He pulls that back, and Big Joe's going to run down to second base. So now we got runners second and third, and we can knock a couple of them in here. Big at bat here early in the game. Two outs in the bottom of the first and no score. So he takes a big rip at it and fouls it off his leg. Boy, that new community building back here at Park Bobby is something else. Yeah. Back here and check that baby out. It is nice.
Getting her all bricked up, just finishing it up.
Yep, yep. Here comes the 1-1. That's inside.
Happy birthday, Mary Niekamp, today.
Aw, Mary. Mary snuck through the funeral home last night for Mom, her and old Patrick. Always good to see them guys. Cody calls time. Pitcher was a little out of gagging her hand on the old bump out there. And Cody says, all right, we'll steer around a little bit. Steps back in. Pitcher's got the sign. Taken outside for a ball. So now the count goes to 3-1. Big hitter's pitch right here, folks. He's going to have to bring one down the middle. And if I'm a senior and it's a 3-1 count, I'm going to swing it.
Swinging.
Here she comes. Taking ball four all the way. That was high. So now we got bases juiced. Third walk of the inning issued. And that's going to bring our catcher, Garrett Fowler, to the plate.
Garrett coming off his golden sombrero last night, paying three times. It'd be nice to see him get on track right here.
I bet you he might be a little antsy then to hit. First pitch outside. Gets away from the catcher, and I think that's going to bring in the game's first run. Ooh, that was a great play by the catcher's pitcher. But Ryan Post lit underneath that tag, and now it's 1-0 in favor of your Indians. Just snuck underneath the catcher's mitt of the young man and rolled back, didn't quite make it all the way to the backstop, and he scooped that baby up and put a perfect throw to his pitcher. And tell you what, that was closer than Ryan ever thought it was going to be, that's for sure. That pitch taken outside. Two balls, no strikes now to Garrett Fowler. Everybody moves up a base, so Cody's at second. Big Joe's over at third. Two outs here, bottom of the first inning. Indians up 1-0. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be, thought it was, right up. He just caught that inside edge, and it's going to be a strike. So two balls and a strike now to Garrett Fowler. Ooh, that's going to thump him in the belt. Gergis turned around just in time to take one off the old cheekbone there.
I think we found a theme for this inning for us. Don't swing.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
You got time to turn that. You got his number. Text him something. Can't turn up that loud.
That doesn't sound like Gavin, though, does it?
Riley reaches out, swings at that first pitch. He's going to knock her back here by us.
You talking about Toby?
That's going to be
yeah.
I think it's Gavin Toby, isn't
it? Yeah. I think it will be. Whenever he does the announcing kind of stuff.
Well, whoever it is. You can't hear very good.
Come on, Willie.
You got that thing cranked. Base is juiced here. Bottom of the first inning. One run across so far. Ryan reached on base on balls and come around to score on a wild pitch by the pitcher. And there's a ground ball. It's going to be over towards the shortstop. Shortstop comes up. Scoop fires across the field. And that's going to be a little late, I think, by and it was. Shortstop playing pretty deep back there. And it was a ground ball into the grass. And he charged it, scooped, and fired. And it was just a little bit too late for the fast running Riley Will. So Riley gets a base hit. He knocks in Joe Homan.
Okay, it is.
I think you turned it down.
I think you did.
So we're going to have our eighth batter of the inning right here, and Kobe Wendell, our second baseman. He takes
takes the first pitch high for a ball. Nowhere to put him, Cubby. Nowhere to go. Regan Martin on deck here for the Indians. Two outs, two across. 2-0 lead for the purple and white. There's one on the inside edge. Good pitch right there. First strike. How you think? Is that how you would probably announce your strikes, you think?
Steve.
Oh, would you? Yeah, I'd love that one, too. Ooh, swing and a miss right there by Kobe.
You guys gotten the AD job yet?
We ain't got it yet.
I am.
We haven't got it. I haven't called yet.
What the heck?
Yeah. Got to be coming. There's a base hit by Kobe. That's going to fall in there in front of the center fielder, and that's going to score one run. That's going to score two runs, and a nice job by Kobe Wendell.
Well, Kobe,
back-to-back base hits. That's going to bring in Cody Shinneberry to make it 3-0. It's going to bring in Garrett Fowler to make it 4-0. Riley Will goes over to third base. Kobe stays at first base. So now we got him on the corners again for our ninth batter of the inning. Indians cruising out here with a 4-0 lead. There goes the runner. No throw down to second. So Kobe easily cruises into second base, and now Regan Martin with a chance to drive in a couple of runs.
Did you see you darnish pitch last night to hit the batter, the catcher, and the umpire?
This is the most unbelievable thing you've ever seen.
Hit all three of them.
Hits the batter on the arm. He goes down. Hits the catcher on the shoulder. He goes down. Hits the umpire, and he takes off.
Drops them all.
Wow, there's a rocket.
Oh,
what a great play right there by that shortstop. That young man, I got to pull his name out and give him a couple kudos here on the radio. Patrick Covert with a diving effort at shortstop to end the inning.
I'd say two runs.
Absolute rocket off the bat of Regan Martin. But, hey, Indians do some damage in the bottom half of the first inning. They pick up four runs on a couple of hits and a bunch of walks. And we're through one complete. Indians lead 4-0.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
At Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
We're back here, top of inning 3-4-5-6 for the Rangers, and all I got on this book is a lot of pizza grease. To get any in your mouth, you're unbelievable.
No way that's the mouth.
Well, it's blood, then.
Birdie bird.
Could be bird. Here we go. Jared Osborne, Brandon Van Gundy, Jacob Rollins. 3-4-4-5-6 Coach Merges and the Rangers. Riley Post. Ryan Post. Second inning of work. That's a strike. Indians have scored 81 runs this year. So that means we're averaging about 6.5 runs a game. That's pretty good. The 0-2. Just misses. One ball, two strikes.
Cody Shinneberry told me today that after this week's games are over, there are 7 games left this season.
Got him looking. Good curveball. That's nuts, ain't it? Well, here's Van Gundy with Rollins on deck. After this week's game, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hardly right.
3 weeks left. It's unbelievable, isn't it? go to Versailles? Seems like we play Versailles away every year, don't it?
Never played them here.
No, never had one home game with them. That ball's a little low, 1-1. One out here in the top of the second inning. Indians leading 4-0. Indians get 4 in the first. Just exactly what Coach Kopp would want. Posty does a strike, and that ball's fouled at the plate. 419-852-9201. If you're out there listening, we'd love to give you a shout-out. And if you're looking for some supper tonight, it is Toby Carryout Pizza Night at the old Ball Orchard. Swing and a miss. Two outs. Come on out here and get supper. Like pizza slice is like $1 or $2. What is the deal? No idea, but it's dirt cheap, and the pizza's excellent. If you don't feel like cooking, hey, yeah, come on out here and get some pizza. Courtesy of Toby's Carryout. Tobes and Christie, you guys are big supporters of Indians baseball and all of Fort Recovery.
So when that pitcher hit the batter and the umpire and the catcher, did they kind of giggle? Did they giggle around? Or
you guys see it, I'm bringing it up.
I mean, I'd have to think they had to chuckle a little bit because
you think
that kind of stuff don't happen.
Ball's low. 1-2.
Ryan's pretty fast worker out there in the mound.
Yeah,
he's
on
that strike.
Strikes in a good groove. Got him. In the inning, no runs. 3 strikeouts for Ryan Post. And after an inning and a half, 4-0, your Indians.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
You got her? You got
her? Go ahead, Bobby. I saw you over there working.
Pretty busy.
Indians getting ready here for the bottom of the second inning. Did you use the red pen last night in the loss, did you?
Yeah.
Did you? Damn, he ain't going to cheat on him yet.
That good to us.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, them 2 drops of pizza grease, no friggin' way came from me. CP? All right, I get to watch it. You garbage.
Oh.
That is the funniest thing I ever seen.
Not the 3 of them down.
You gotta check that out, folks. You nervous. Hitting the batter, hitting his own catcher, and gobbling the umpire in one pitch. That's pretty good skill. Oh, that's funny stuff. That's sports for you. How about, didn't get to talk to you too much yesterday, but how about old Tigger on Sunday? Was that groovy or what? He didn't start crying, did he?
Yeah, he was pretty good when he poked his ball in.
Tell you what.
See, you don't have that. You don't have that softy.
Not so much.
No. Wait till you get a little older. I'm sure I ain't 50.
A couple years behind you there, bub. Indians are going to start rolling the top here right off the bat in the second inning. Ryan and Riley and Ian, first 3 batters. Worked pretty good in the first inning. Let's try her again. We'll see if we can get 4 more.
Jimmy Johnson ran the Boston Marathon. That is a rock.
That is hit pretty hard out towards right field. Right fielder going over and makes one heck of a grab there, Bobby. His glove was going up and down about as much as you could do it. And I mean,
took
it
my
came,
belly.
Came. Just having to come up at the right time.
Yeah.
Snag that line drive off Ryan's bat for out number 1. Pretty good hit out there to the old right fielder, but he made a pretty
pretty dang good play on that. I'm thinking, are you kidding me?
Hit that baby on the screws, but the wind's coming in from the right tonight. Maybe held it up just a smidger for him. Right fielder got blood? Ain't gonna matter because right field's now on fire. That one's popped up and back. Look at the smoke rolling in. Wahoo! Oh. Eyes will be a mess here in about, bro, 10 minutes. Nothing but a bunch of wet something burning over there. Riley looking over at his dugout like, yeah, that was pretty close. Took that one for a ball. He swung at the first one. One ball, two strikes to him. That one's outside. Two balls, two strikes. You know who makes me mad? Kind of girl pits right there.
Girl. Riley's mom. She's always yelling at me when I drive by her house too fast.
There's a ground ball over towards the third baseman. Third baseman's going to scoop, and he's going to fire it. It's a little high, and Riley's going to beat that out. We'll give him a base hit on that, big one. Slow grounder over to third. Number 16, Ian Holman. Why is Kelly yelling at you?
Because I drive too fast past her house. I'm going to fees. I can't be going that fast. I'm going to fees.
It's a stop sign to stop sign.
Yes.
She got a little
hear that?
She got a little cow blood in her.
She got a little cow pee in her.
Crazy. Little bit crazy. Ian Holman's going to step in there with Riley over at first. One away here. In the bottom of the second. Indians lead 4-0. I tell you what.
It is a laser. They ain't getting
that guy's
one.
Like, holy cow, that's a hard hit ball out the left field. That's going to be over the left fielder's head. And at first, the left fielder just kind of looked at it like, holy cow, he hit that hard. Wait a minute, I got to go get it. Stand-up double right there for Ian. Moves Riley over to third base. Back-to-back base hits here for the Indians, and that's going to bring our cleanup hitter, Joe Holman, to the plate. Indians up 4-0. Looking to add on to it.
I just kind of smell that fire, don't
it? Yeah, kills me. That one across the plate for a strike. I'm saying this right now. If he throws that in the same pitch, same spot, CP, see it later. Number 25, I'm going to hit that one hard. Right in his breadbasket, and he watched it all the way. Shinnerberry on deck here for the Indians. Guys on second and third. That one's outside. One ball, one strike. One away here, bottom of the second inning. Indians on top, 4-0. Comes a pitch. Oh, Josie. High tees it inside. Josie says, I think I can tomahawk that bad boy. And he missed her by a bunch. Helping the pitcher out. Don't help him out, my friend. One ball, two strikes. A lot of purple and white fans rolling in here, Bobby. That one's outside for a ball. Pretty cool to see all these little tigers down there with their Indian hats on and their Indian shirts on. About six bigger boys in the batting cage playing some pickle. That one's on the outside edge for ball three. Josie battling back here. He's got a couple ducks on the pond over there at second and third. Here comes the payoff pitch. And that's rocketed out to the left field for a base hit. Going to score one run for sure, and Jerry's going to hold up Ian at third base. So the Indians got him on the corners. Nice piece of hitting right there by Joe Holman. That's three hits in a row for the Indians, and that's going to score Riley to make it 5-0 in favor of your Indians. So number 10... Cody Shinnerberry stepping in, the left-handed batter, right fielder here for the Indians. Are they going to give a pitch here for Big Joe to head down to second? He's going to show bunt here right off the bat.
And he's going to pull back all the way. It's going to be taken inside. He's going to be called a first strike. I thought that was a little bit inside, but the umpire ringed it up for a strike. But we get the runner down to second base, so now Cody's got a chance to drive in a couple with a nice base hit. Big gap out there in right center. Right fielder hugging the line right now. That one's high. One ball, one strike. Well, I hate to see our closer for the Reds. You know, although, there comes a pitch, that one swung on and fouled down the left field line. Our bullpen's been so solid, so we were about due to have a little stumble, not?
I agree with that.
Pitching in general has been pretty solid.
Yeah, we have, can't complain about
not at all. Here comes the 1-2 to Cody. Saturday, he chokes up on that bad boy. And he drives it up the middle, and that's going to be played by the shortstop. He does come across to first base, and he does get an out. And the runner's going to score at home plate. So, nice piece of hitting right there by Cody. Ian does come in to score to make it 6-0 in favor of your Indians. Cody does get an RBI on that. He's going to go down 6-3 in the old book for out number two. Garrett Fowler going to step in there. Got a runner at third. A nice knock him home. That pitch is taken outside. This kid's throwing a lot of pitches, CP. How many has he got?
He is at 54.
54. And he's got two outs in the bottom of the second inning. Was I picking that up, Bobby?
Yeah. Minster 1, Maine Local nothing after 3.
So maybe we talk about my pitch count for a little bit. Yeah. But
well, we tried to do it last night, but it got discombobulated.
Yeah. When you got a lot of things to do, CP.
We went off the air for a while.
Two. Yeah. How fancy you take that one?
Yeah, it did good, didn't it?
Yeah,
it went fine.
Better than Parkway?
Yeah.
Yeah. Parkway didn't handle it.
We had a lot more issues at Parkway, though. Shawnee, we just switched our networks and we were good, but Parkway, I think it was because we were in that concrete room.
There's a strike right there to Garrett. 3 balls and a strike. I don't know. I didn't know any human being had a hot molten lava coming out of their head like Spence that night.
Didn't see that very
fired up, buddy.
Didn't see that very well.
Here comes the 3-1, and that's drove out towards the right fielder. Right fielder going back on his horses, and I don't think he's going to be able to make a play, and it ain't going to matter because it's foul. Right fielder was begging that baby to hook foul or slice foul a little bit.
He had zero chance to.
Yeah, he was thinking, oh no, right on the line. But it didn't. That's foul for him. So now it's 3-2. Runner at third, Big Joe Homan. Garrett Fowler, your batter. Indians up, 6-0. Here's the pitch, and that one's popped up to the first baseman. First baseman should be able to make a play, and he does. That's out number three. Indians pick up a couple more runs on 3 straight hits. And at the end of 2, Indians 6, Knoxville 0.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Hello, I am Harold Beale, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
This is my favorite song.
And in the Hall of Fame.
Who sings it? No idea. So I figured.
We're gonna know your name.
CP, who sings that?
The script.
The script. See?
That's my favorite one.
I think so. And I think you could probably pull that off doing some karaoke.
We're gonna know your name.
Should I shut up now?
So Kathy Kester at the funeral today sang "I'll Be Maria." Every time I hear that song, I think of your wife standing right behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the most beautiful rendition of that I've ever heard, Jen. Best I ever heard. Kathy did a great job today, but it was I always think of that.
Hey, the one lady got screwed up on the responsorial song.
That was the pianist was a Bergman, I think.
One lady was singing there loud and proud up there.
Charlene usually.
Charlene Grease.
Yeah.
Sounded good there, didn't it?
Choir was on top of things today.
The whole thing was beautiful. Beautiful ceremony. All two strikes. Got him looking. Kobe Wendell's a new pitcher. He took over for Ryan Post. Ryan faced six batters. He struck out five of them. That's a sixth strikeout for the Indians as Kobe strikes out Johnny Swole. Here is Cody Petey.
We didn't know if that was Pete or PT.
I don't know.
I'd say it's a tomato tomato kind of thing.
I'm
going
to say Petey.
I said Petey first.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
And CP said it might be just Pete.
He
thinks he's a lot smarter than we are.
How about that curveball?
Baby, frizzy. Hey, why do you think you're so much smarter than me and Calpy?
I don't have any more clues than you guys do.
You got cool sunglasses.
I was just going to make a comment about the shades.
He's groovy, ain't he?
Yep. Super groovy.
He's a neat
guy. We've had some groovy ones up here with us, and I don't know if anybody's been groovier than CP.
I'm great.
He's groovy.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, it's a good thing.
That is a rocket to center field. Regan Martin has a beat on, and he's got it. Ball hit hard, but right at the center fielder Martin. Two out. You're scoring at home? F8.
CP's not sure what groovy means. Groovy's okay. You know, like...
Never heard the phrase groovy?
I've heard of it, but Neil's groovy.
Speaking of groovy, here comes the door.
Hey, that guy.
It can't be a good thing if he makes that No, if he makes that noise when you say it.
Let me finish.
Can't be a good thing if Neil's groovy. Boy, that hurt.
I didn't say that.
No, I'm good, buddy. No, thank you, Neil. Thank you, buddy.
Me and Fee stopped at the old Casa La Carita last night.
Did you really?
Yeah. We missed you.
Fee, oh, man.
He had a margarita.
Jumbo?
No. He said he'd drink a jumbo, he'd be hammered.
Yeah.
Can't be having our sister package.
That jumbo,
drinking it.
That jumbo they got in there, it's like a punch bowl.
Yeah. Jody, we got Jody had a margarita one time in Greenville. Popped up foul territory. Ian giving chase.
Oh, nice play.
Or no? Did it?
No. Nope. Can't tell.
It bounced and hit the cars.
Did it?
Yep.
Get out of here.
Good effort. Just out of the reach.
Anyhow, Jed handled the margarita.
She threw all over the back. She threw up all over the back of feet coming home. She said she had the flu. Margarita flu.
Ooh.
Was it a margarita or was it a Long Island iced tea?
I saw, and you guys are going to talk about this one, but this has been many moons ago, and Jerry was sponsoring his softball team. He took all of us down to the Reds game. And then the Beach Boys, you know, the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah,
and
so on.
So,
out back.
We had, that was when Caddies and Flanagan's and everything was still there. So we went to Caddies before the game, and Pauline Fowler. I'll never forget this long as I live. Pauline Fowler and Pat May, Ron May's wife. And they're thinking,
God, I ain't gonna strike out.
They're thinking, I'm gonna try something different.
Yep.
So they're gonna try it. Somebody said these Long Island iced teas are pretty good. So they start hammering them Long Island iced teas. And was there about four shots in each one of them?
They hit you like.
And they thought the first one was good and the second one was even better. So they had the third one. And. Both of them, we got to stay here for this store. Both of them are hunched over. We got all these rows of seats up in the red seats in Riverfront at the time. And they're leaned over the people in front of them, their heads down. Oh, it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Those two ladies was absolutely snookered.
Long Island iced teas.
They got it. They got the best of them.
No runs, no hits, no left. After 2.5, Indian 6-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, fifth capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
That smoke really stinks.
All right. All right, we're back here for the bottom of the third inning. If anybody's listening and anybody's got a couple good masks in their car, please bring them up to the Duck House press box. Me and CP, eyes are watering. We've got a certain smell.
Well, there's a lot of smoke coming.
Mercy sakes. That one's outside.
Oh, this makes me sick.
Riley Will, our leadoff guy.
Listening
by
again
Will.
From Coldwater Baseball, Pony Gang, Kennedy Ansler. Tell CP he's doing a great job. He doesn't get enough compliments.
CP
Offer. Kathy, come on. I know I love you. But
he's kind of a cuckoo. What are we talking about? We give him more compliments.
Does this mean that I'm her favorite?
She had the same thing when Brownie was doing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she sent the exact same text every year for her.
Give them guys some more love. You guys are hammering him. My CP, you've been good all year, my friend.
Thank you.
Hit the ground ball.
You got killed that, you wimp.
When he started, he would have sucked that up.
Absolutely.
Like nobody's business.
He's old, decrepit. You can't.
That year when he didn't have any vision. He was, remember he was blind that one year? Had that laser surgery. He couldn't see the purple monster standing right beside it. That one's high and outside. 2-2 and leadoff man Riley Will. He ends up 6-0 here over the Rangers. Bottom of the third inning.
Riley got a base knock first time.
Bet you did. Swung at a high one, gets a piece of it, stays alive, barely.
Boy, when you see that coming in there about 6,
it's hard to lay it off.
It's absolutely hard to lay
it off. It's hard to lay off. I struck out on many of those. Can't tell you how mad. Almost works at every level, too. That one's popped up.
I could get the nail mobile.
And. No oohs and ahs out there, back over the screen. Probably going to hang in there. 3-2 now.
Let's try these.
Here comes the 3-2. That's going to be 4. So the leadoff man reaches first. A base on balls, and it's coming back to haunt these Knoxville Rangers a couple times already. See Mark and Judy Post down there. I tell you what. I can talk to them too forever. They crack me up. Big Evan sitting down there in front. Michaela, good people. Evan, 1 year removed to the old baseball squad. He had some fun years, you know.
Yes, he did.
Looks like he might be hitting a couple beers. Starting to get some big old cheeks on him, and doesn't look like that little feller anymore. Hit and run was on down to the hot corner at third base. He comes up with it. He fires over to first, and that's going to be a little wide. Riley going to move on to third, and that's going to be a nice piece of hitting right there by Kobe Wendell. I'm going to give him a base hit on that. That was a hard hit ball, Bobby. He was lucky to get a glove on it.
Yes, sir.
He moves Riley over to third. That brings number seven, our center fielder, Regan Martin, to the plate.
Whose boy is the little blonde-haired kid today that had that sweater on that had the elbows?
I think that would have been Josh's. There, the runner goes down to second. Could be safely down into second base, and Riley Will stays first.
That was Josie's?
Yeah, I think that was Cameron. Oh, she's got a Cameron, a Braden, and a little Taylor. She was a little bitty baby. She's about 6 weeks old. There's a ground ball to the right side. That's going to score a run for sure, and it goes right below the second baseman's glove. Going to score two now. Here comes Kobe, and that's going to make it an 8-0 ball game. Going to be a base hit because he never touched that ball. Right, Bubby?
Huh?
I made this mistake at the Lincoln B. Lancer game. I gave him an error, and Tommy G. tore me to shreds. He said, never touched the ball. I said, he should have made the play. He said, never touched the ball. That's it. There goes the runner. No throw down to second. Yeah, I'm not arguing that, because to me, that's an error. Regan Martin about 60 feet off of second base. He's closer to third at this point. I was taken outside to the leadoff guy, Ryan Post. Posty reached in the first inning on a base on balls, and then he hit a rocket out to the right fielder who came up with that one. There goes the runner. Throw over to third, and he's safe. He went pretty dang early, I think, and Jerry's like, dude, wait till he throws it.
Third baseman. Kind of got a spike in the hand there.
Really? Yep, he is shaking off that right hand a little bit. There's one popped and fouled back over the screen. One ball, two strikes now. Ryan Post, starting pitcher of the game for the Indians. Bringing over at third, two runs across the plate already in this inning, and it's 8-0 in favor of the purple and white. That one's inside. Oh!
Did you see that?
He hit an absolute missile down to Coach Feely at first. Big dude can't get out of the road fast enough. He jumped up and he left the... He jumped up and straddled it. That ball could have came up and put an end to the old family matters, as you know what I'm saying. That one's going to get past the catcher, and that's going to score Regan from home plate. Or from third, I'm sorry, and that's going to make it 9-0 in favor of your Indians. Yeah, we're going to talk to Coach B about that.
Plus, he just got over there.
Poor guy looked back over Ryan Post, and he said, dude, that way, just a little. That's funny. Now one swung on. High fly ball out towards the center fielder.
Trouble.
Center fielder coming in, left fielder coming in, and left fielder makes the play. Fly ball out the center field, and that's going to be the first out of the inning. Riley Post up for the third time in three innings. A long whiff, Ryan Post there. And Riley struck out swinging in the first inning, and then he had a base hit last time up. Come around to score in the second. Pitch taken outside for a ball. Taken on the edge for a strike. One ball, one strike, one out. Three runs across the plate here in the bottom of the third inning. Indians lead 9-0. That one's inside. I'd say he'll probably throw Kobe another inning, don't you think?
Yeah.
Go Toby may finish this game out. You know. Well, he's got somebody up and throwing. Who's he got down there? Who's that, CP? Number
Regan?
No, I don't think it's Regan. Can't tell who it is, though. CP, get a visual on him. Here comes the 3-1. Swung on and popped up out of play. Wasn't cold. Who's number six? That might be.
We don't have a six.
Well, that's Knoxville, my friend. We had a little lineup. We'll find out. Base on balls, so Riley heads down to first base. That is 1, 2, 3.
Number 16.
4. Five. That's 5 walks. Ranger pitchers have here for the Indians, and they've also hit a batter. I've been Regan Martin. Look a little taller down there, didn't he? Time out here right now. Looks like
they're going to have a change.
Looks like we're going to do a little pitch and change right here. We'll take a quick break. We'll pay some bills here, CP. Thank all our sponsors that take care of us here on Fort Recovery Radio and bring us this baseball. We'll be back in a little bit with a pitch and change for the Knoxville Rangers.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, we're back. Looks like number 3, Patrick Covert, going to be the new pitcher here for the Rangers. That young man, CP, said he threw 82 pitches. And he didn't get out of the third inning. He got 2 1/3. Threw 2 1/3, and he threw a lot of pitches, that's for sure. Ian Hellman going to be the first batter to face this new young man with one out here. Riley down at first base after that base on balls. Ian takes the first pitch inside for a ball. That one's hit pretty hard, folks. Right past that third baseman down the line. And we're going to bring Riley over to third. He's going to have to get down, and he does, and he's in time. So that's going to be a double for Ian. His second double of the ball game. Riley heads on over to third base. So quickly, we've got a couple more runners here in scoring position for our cleanup man, Big Joe Homan. Tell you what, Bobby, the baseball team came through the line yesterday at the funeral home, their jerseys on, fish shaking on the outside edge for a strike. Coach Feely, Coach Tommy G, all the players came through, and man, I really, it hit old Jeremo, I can tell you that. That one's in the dirt. It's going to get past the catcher, but Riley's going to hang put back at third base. It was really cool. Really cool to have him in there. And anyhow, that Joe come around, shook my hand. Big man.
Yeah.
Joe's a big boy.
Big old dude, ain't he?
Yes, sirree. That one's hit pretty good out towards center field. Center fielder standing right there waiting on it. Easily going to get Riley to cross the plate there on that tag up. Nice sacrifice right there by Joe. So finally comes across the plate.
Joey Votto leading off tonight.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Nice job by Ian right there. He kind of took off and he just forced that balk on that young man. How about that?
You know why?
I know. Say it.
Because he's so fast.
I'm with you, brother. So now Ian's down to third. Cody with a chance to drive him in with two outs here in the third inning.
I want to know what Ian was thinking there.
I think Ian thought he was going to go home, and he didn't do anything, and there Ian stood.
I thought Ian was trying to be like Regan there.
Swing and a miss. I'll talk to him about that, maybe, huh? Ian, let's talk base running for a little bit. Now, what exactly in the third inning were you thinking? That one's high. Beautiful night here at the old N.A. Metzger Field. Curveball comes across and catches the plate for a strike. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Protect the old plate there, Tim. Good eye right there. Watches that one come in a little low. Payoff pitch coming to Cody. Derek Fowler on deck. There's a ground ball to the first baseman. First baseman's probably going to handle it himself, and he does. He steps on the bag, and that's going to do her. He needs to pick up four more runs here in the bottom of the third inning. We got a 10-0 lead heading to the fourth.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapists will work with you to ensure proper fitting in the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. If untreated, OSA may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or chance of stroke. Call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, we're back here for the top of inning four. Indians lead it 10-0. The third pitcher for Coach Kalp is Riley Will. Riley is a right-handed thrower, and he's been on the mound a few times. Usually throws strikes, and it's amazing to me when I watch how many of these arms Coach Kalp throws. They ain't none of them flamethrowers, but they're all pretty good at throwing strikes, and they all act like they've been there.
You know what, Bobby? I talked to Big Al Post, Ryan's dad, the other night. We got talking baseball, obviously, and he said, you know, he said, I know Jerry was a little bummed out there early in the year when we had three guys that had some sore arms, but he said, in the end, it might have been the best thing that ever happened because we got some of these guys that are pitching that probably would have never thrown. And you know what? He's probably right. We probably wouldn't have seen the Greasy Boy pitch. We probably maybe wouldn't have seen Regan Martin pitch. We certainly wouldn't have seen Cody Schindler pitch. That's about right. Guarantee you that.
Yeah, it is. It's turned out to be a blessing. Here we go, top of fourth. Knoxville still looking for that first base hit and base runner. First pitch, curveball, strike. It's Covert, Osborne, and Brandon Smith. A couple shout-outs today. Happy birthday, Pudge Brunswick. Ron Brunswick, WCSM sports announcer.
How's the Pudger?
Hey, Pudger's a lot. He's a good old boy. I'm not sure how old
he is. He's maybe 3-4 years older than you.
I was going to say, he's older. He's probably 60, I'd say.
I think so.
We got a shout-out here to, let's see, looks like we got Minster 5, Marion Local 2. That's after 4 complete. I also have to give a shout-out to my sister-in-law, Kathy Stogler. You know, she's unbelievable what she does during all that stuff. And today was a really difficult day for her. As she's swinging a mess, Garrett gets it and fires down to Ian to complete the strikeout. So when Covert strikes out swinging,
for the first out, and there's Ryan Osborne. 10 years ago today, we lost Big T.
Is that right?
Yeah. So today was an emotional day for her. After the mass, I walked out, and she said, we both knew when we, our eyes, that, you know, and then that was really...
Yeah, I tell you what she does with that bereavement stuff and helping the families through some of that. We sat there on Saturday, I guess it was.
Mm-hmm. Pop out?
On Saturday, and we met Father Ned and Kathy, and we got telling stories. And then I made fun of her Prius. Okay, so I gave her a resin about her Prius. And I said, there's no way a Big P liked that Prius.
She said he did like it.
He got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She said he did like it, and he liked to drive it. Oh, I tell you what. I said, well, the one you got now is looking awesome. I said, that first one you had? Oof. That's pretty funny.
Swing and a miss. 2-2. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. Indians have struck out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Rangers out of 10. That's a little bit low. Full count.
But you're right, Bobby. She does do an absolute special job there. With that job, and that's not an easy one.
No, I agree. Honey. Strike 3, looking right down the heart of the plate. Nice job, Riley Will. Here's Brandon Smith. Thursday, we got the Coldwater Cavaliers here, folks.
And we need a big crowd.
We need a big crowd. We need the weather to cooperate. We're calling for a 70% chance of rain. But
are they really now?
Yep. But you know what? Maybe it'll get out of here or miss us something. First pitch strike. Riley's got a nice curve. Throws it again, a little flare foul towards first base coach. 0-2. Columbus Blue Jackets try to win.
They're 3-0.
Yeah, up 3-0.
Tampa Bay.
It's unbelievable. Pitch fastball.
Is that like the number one seed against the lowest seed?
Exactly, 1-8. Last time an 8 beat a 1 was in 1934.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Or maybe last time he swept a 8 swept a 1. Maybe that's what it was. Popped him up. Willie says, I got her, boys, and that's the inning. In the inning, no runs, no hits. And through 3.5, your Indians lead at 10-0.
Hello, this is Jackie Boring from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolt that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
All right, CP, here we go. We're getting ready for the bottom of the fourth inning. Indians got a 10-0 lead here on the young Rangers, and we're going to put Garrett Fowler, Riley Will, and Kobe Wendell, first three batters here to the plate for the Tribe. And these guys, you know what? I don't know what their record is. Bobby, did you hear what their record was? They're just like you said before the game started, a very young ball club. And you know, we've been there, my friend. We've been there. So we know what that feels like. Fowler going to step to the plate here for the Indians in the bottom of the fourth inning. He'll be our leadoff guy. I drove back to the pool the other night in Big H.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday night, I guess it was. Yeah.
Rachel came into town on Saturday night. I picked her up at the airport about midnight, and Sunday night we went over and went to Mexican, had supper, and there's a hard hit ball down the third baseline, foul.
What'd you get?
I got the steak nachos there the other night. I love them.
Steak nachos?
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
What they got on them?
They put a lot of that queso, you know, you like that queso stuff, and then they've got
steak.
They're
are they hard nacho, hard chips?
Oh, that hit hard, boys.
Ouch!
What car was that, my friend?
That Buick, black.
Black Buick, tough break.
Yikes!
Good for him. CP, Saru. Garrett owes somebody a little fixing. That one's high for a ball.
That was a couple inches from straight contact with the
glass.
The lights.
Yazers. Anyhow, we drove back into Pool Park and there was deer everywhere. Here we go back there and see them all the time. That one's popped up over the screen. Garrett wiping out cars right and left right now. Bob's put the Durango in prime daring to hit me spots.
Yeah.
Can't touch it.
Last night I said, Delphus, I put it where nobody can hit it. I mean, if you want to hit it, hit it.
Yeah.
Here, go get it. Can't get hit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm begging somebody to hit that.
So when you want it to get hit, that it's never going to get hit.
I know.
You got to put it out by Neil's car and then...
Ooh, that was taken for a strike right there, and that's going to bring him up looking. Looks a little high and outside for me, but looks like those are getting a little bigger. That's going to bring Riley Will to the plate. Will he reach on a base on balls the last inning come around to score?
Softball team got a game night?
I don't think softball starts yet, do they? Oh, our high school softball, my bad.
Anna. I seen an Anna bus go through town. I don't know what.
Red track tonight, I know that.
Did we? Maybe that's what they were here.
Track.
Ooh!
Inside on Riley Will. He ducks down just in the nick of time. That one's high and inside. You know, Emily came up to see us on Saturday a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Emily got a pretty good butt chin from old Bob.
Oh, why?
I told her I said she'd come up any time. Ball four.
You tell her Jake said he'd let her on the order.
I said, in fact, one of the comments we had is let's just let Miss Emily take over for you clowns. You guys get the heck out of there. Cody Meister. That's hit pretty hard, folks. That's heading out towards the right field, and the right fielder is going to make a play. Now he's going to have a play at first base, and that's not going to be in time. Kobe hits a hard hit ball out towards the right fielder.
He was fired up. He caught that.
You see him just give the Hulk pose right there.
Did he really?
Yeah. He just looked over at the center fielder and gave him the old muscle pose.
He's my favorite player out there.
Tell you what, if he'd have had his heads up play, he could have got a double play. Then he would have been really crazy. So now we got two outs. Regan Martin comes to the plate. Riley Will down at first with a base on balls. Shout out to old Cody Feely and his lovely wife walking by. It's high and outside. Regan.
Cody's got a birthday coming up here.
Coco. The big dog. The donkey.
The donkey.
That one's popped sky high. Shortstop says, I think I can make a play on that. And he does. That's going to end the inning. Shortest inning here for the Indians. No runs on no hits. But at the end of four, Indians 10, Rangers Zippo.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
We're back here, top of inning five. Rangers need a runner. This baby's going to end early. It's 10-0 to Fort. Rangers also have not had a base runner yet. The innings have been perfect. They struck out 10 of the 12.
Did we walk anybody? Anybody been on?
Yeah. Not had a base runner.
Not had a base runner.
So the innings are rolling right along, and it is 4, 5, and 6. Osborne, Van Gundy, and Rollins.
Bobby, how about the cathedral there, Notre Dame?
Ah, man. Bill Stover had the greatest post ever. He said, you're telling me that I have to have 1,200 pounds PSI pressure over the Frank hamburgers, and the cross that Jesus carried has three fire extinguishers protecting it. That's what he put. It really is. It was just
a horrible state.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely. Ball in the dirt. 2-0. Riley in the second inning of work. Ryan Post started. He went 2. Was it Kobe come in for an inning?
Kobe did what?
Yep. And then Riley Wills trying to finish it off here. That's a strike. 2 balls and a strike.
It'll be interesting now who we're going to start here on Thursday if Cody Shinnerberry started the game last night, right?
Yeah, I would say it's going to be Big Joe.
Think?
Or Greasy.
Good question, yeah. Friend.
Could probably have both of them. 3-1. They're trying to get their first base runner. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Full count.
Now, Riley's on the mound. So is that Cole Greasy out in left field? I believe it is, isn't it?
He ain't very deep.
No, he ain't very deep.
And the full count pitch. And he got him swinging. One out now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Strikeout number 10 for the Indians. This is Van Gundy.
Mr. Niekamp told us today in history class that it almost took longer for them to build that cathedral than the United States has been a country. It took over 200 years to build that cathedral.
Really? He would know. He's a history teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to argue that.
No.
That's just crazy to me, though.
That's a strike.
Sounds a little crazy.
He mentioned how the majority of the people that built that, they weren't there for the beginning or the end of it. They just knew they were supposed to work towards
the finishing goal.
Yep.
How about that? 200 years to build it?
Ball 2 strikes. Swing and a miss. 2 outs, and now the Rangers down to their final out in the form of Jacob Rollins. Jacob's a center fielder.
Scotty Rollins, maybe distant relation.
Scotty wore number 9, I think, didn't he? The ball's inside for ball.
Just about had their first base runner there. If he'd have hang in there a little bit, wouldn't dip him.
Riley gets a sign from his catcher, Fowler, and the pitch. Swinging on this. 1-1.
Got some people camping out over by that Buick.
Camping? Taking a couple pictures of it.
Ooh, garden now, ain't it?
But 1-1. Curveballs. Foul back. Rangers down their final strike.
Pitcher's pretty efficient tonight for the Indians, huh, Mommy? Facing that young team, but
that one's in the dirt, 2-2.
Tried to give a little more gas to that one.
He did, didn't he?
Deuce is wild.
Deuce is wild. And the 2-2 pitch. It's in the dirt, full count.
That goes out to old Pudge.
Old birthday boy.
The old birthday boy.
On deck is Johnny Swell. Swing and a miss, Scotty.
Nice job, boys.
In the inning, no runs, no hits, nobody left, and that is a five-inning perfect game for Coach Kopp's Indians, and they win it 10-0. We'll be back to recap right after this.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back here for a quick post-game wrap-up for the Indians. Now moved to 4-0 in the MAC. We got a huge one coming up here on Thursday night, folks, with Cavaliers of Coldwater sneak over here. And I'm pretty sure they're probably going to be undefeated also. So, huge night for baseball here in the MAC. And if you got a chance and the weather cooperates with us, please get your butts up here and root these Indians on. And they're fun to watch, folks. I'm telling you, we move on to 9-4 here on this year. And tonight, we picked up 10 runs on 8 hits. We stranded 6 on the bases, and it's been fun to watch here these Indians tonight. So the leaders here on our offense tonight, Ian Hellman and Kobe Wendell, both had 2 hits, and the other guys that picked up hits was Riley. Riley Post picked up a hit. Joe Homan picked up a hit. Riley Will picked up a hit. Regan Martin picked up a hit. A lot of guys scored. A lot of guys had walks. It was just one of those nights where we faced a very young New Knoxville Ranger team. And like we said earlier in the game, you know, we've been there. And it was just nice to pick up the victory. We did it quick. We did it with some efficient pitching. And Bobby, I just we got the bats out again.
Yeah, it's exactly what Coach Kopp needed. We see it, Neil. Friday's game is at New Bremen instead of home. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Mrs. Saltbein just said that the league game that's at New Bremen is now home. So the two New Bremen games just flip-flop sites.
Oh, dang, dang. So Friday night.
Yep.
Friday night on your schedule, folks, is supposed to be a home game against New Bremen, but that has changed, and we now play at New Bremen on Friday night. But Coldwater game, obviously, still at home here on Thursday night, and that's the big one for us, folks, and we want everybody to come out. I don't know what else to say here tonight, Bobby. We just kind of manhandled this young squad. And
exactly what you got to do. We talked about it before the county is. We got one foot.
We did great. So
aww.
We got a booger down there.
Aww.
Little guy fall down on the bleachers. Everybody good?
Yeah, I think it's your little nephew though.
Oh no. Let me see out there.
Yep.
Yep.
Aww.
Oh, I think it is. A
piece of pizza.
I think it is. Yep. Yep. Oh! Emily, who fell? Who was it?
Cam.
It was Cameron?
Oh, man.
You want to see?
Well, we can't.
Holy cow, Emily, you are a crazy girl.
She's a wild cat.
He's okay. He's okay, isn't he? He's okay. All right. All right, Emily, you want to say hi to everybody before we cast off on this game? Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
That's what I'm talking about. We're getting braver every time, aren't we?
You're doing innings.
Yes, sirree, Bob. It's good to have you up here, kiddo.
You're not the boss.
All right, for Dave Kalp, the Hall of Famer Bob Stogler, and Clayton Pearson in Fort Recovery Radio, we thank you very much to have you on the air with us tonight, and we thank our sponsors. We'll be back on Thursday night with a huge game here with the Cavaliers. Hope to see you here. So long.
Programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.